Welcome to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. This is the podcast that gets people waffling about their mental health, coping mechanisms, life's minor inconveniences, and the music that soundtracks it all. So join me as I open up shop and have a waffle.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome to the Waffle Shop podcast. Today, I'm joined by one of my favorite people. He's an award-winning blogger and soon-to-be best-selling author, Dara Fleming. Welcome to the Waffle Shop.
Finally. That is a huge introduction, and you're one of my favorite people as well. As we were just saying beforehand, day oneers, so it's day great one. To be on.
And to be fair, these conversations happen, I believe, when they're supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely. We were saying like before, like from like day one, like I don't think either of us were actually expecting the weird series of events that was actually gonna follow, starting the blogs, the podcast, the books, like, so here we are. Look at us now.
Yeah, it's one of those when you're working in this space, like it's not a traditional kind of career path, so the trajectory is always a bit bizarre. So obviously, yeah, just couldn't predict where the both of us are now from when we met first, you know, just humble beginnings on Instagram and now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look great. At us now. Award winners. Even saying that makes me feel a bit sick. So I'm sorry.
That imposter syndrome coming back in, man.
Yep. Mid sentence. Yeah, that felt that. My voice. Oh, well, each one of my shows, I start with something called the Weekly Waffle, which is something obviously. It's meant to make me feel better. It doesn't, but it makes for a good segment on the show.
Sure.
But this week, what's been winding me up is supermarkets.
Okay.
Right. And not all supermarkets. Well, I think all supermarkets have this now. It's the checkouts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of a traditional checkout or even a self-checkout when I'm in a busier or lunch break.
Yeah.
Now they have like this weird self-checkout where you've just done your weekly shop. It's like a super self-checkout.
Which is, is that with the scanner that they give you going?
Yeah.
Around?
Yeah. And it's like you get to the end of like, you've just done your weekly shop and it's like, well, where do I check out?
Yeah.
Do I qualify for this?
Yeah. What happens if I leave the shop now?
Yeah. Like, have I got too many items for the self-checkout? Because you get some people who are doing their weekly shop in the self-checkout.
Yeah.
And they're, or do I just go and have I like the little conversation you have with the checkout
interaction,
person.
Yeah. 100%.
There's just too much going on.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like, because I remember like those Amazon shops that open in the States where it's like you just walk in, take all your stuff and it just charges your Amazon account. I'm like, that just feels insane. But
exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm from Coventry, so quite a lot of people do that anyway.
I think so we'll say nothing. We'll say nothing.
No names.
Fair.
But is there anything that gets on your nerves that you could quite like to Get off your
Yeah, so
chest.
this actually happened to me over the weekend, so it's very fresh in the memory. But so I'll paint the picture. You're not exactly in a rush, but you need to be somewhere on time, and you're like getting ready. You're like having a phone, wallet, whatever. Run out the door, get in the car, or walk away. And then this happens to me quite often, where I'm like, "Did I close the front door?" And like, nearly 100% of the time I have, but once I get the doubt in my head, I'm like, I'll be driving down the road and I'll be like, no, I have to turn around. I have to turn around. And I'll just like reverse up to the house and be like, I did close the front door. And then, but that
Just
happens to
checking
me
it.
more often than it should. And it's just like a few times I've done it where I'll be like, no, I've definitely closed the door. And like, I'll just go on about my day, but it'll be in the back of my head all day. And I'm like, did I close that front door? And that really gets on my nerves. That's
I
my
feel you.
own.
I do it with the iron. Not the iron. The iron. Just the iron. Iron is the problem. I enjoy
Yeah, just
iron.
anything that
It's
has the
the iron.
potential to invite danger into your house, you're just like,
Then
did
halfway through your day, you're like, I really hope I've got a home to go home to. That
I?
isn't been burnt down by an electrical fire through no fault of my own.
Yeah,
So
it's a
I
tough
feel
one.
that.
It's a
That's a
tough
good
one.
reason. Life's hard, isn't it?
Life
Life's
is tough, man. Life can
not.
be tough. Now you've said it.
I know, but life is better because people like you exist
Well, that's
and
what that's what
your incredible blog, which is where I want to start with
you
this. Because, to be fair, I'm going to start with a question that I feel is it's quite close to my heart a little bit. But with being so open and honest and still kind of going through this kind of like mental health journey.
Yeah.
Is there ever moments with the blog and obviously with the book, which obviously we'll get to later on, that you feel where you feel like you have to sometimes play a certain character to
Yeah.
kind of stay in that kind of headspace? Because I don't know about yourself, like I find I'm quite creative when I'm in that kind of space because that's when I can create those kind of quotes or that
Yeah.
Instagram reel or whatever it is. Like, do you find that doing the work that you do too?
Yeah, like there was a time when I was struggling really bad, and but my writing was going really well, and like for me, like for example, writing poetry is most effective when you're kind of going through stuff. Like it's hard to write happy poetry, so like there was a time where I was like, do I have to be like quote unquote unwell to be creative in this space? And I got through that, and it happens to not be the case. Obviously, you can tap into different emotions when you're in different emotional states, but there is an element of like, I think because, and you probably get this as well, because I'm so open about my mental health and I talk about it a lot, people kind of assume my mental health is always good. Because like, because I'm talking about the anxiety and the depression, they're like, oh yeah, but you must be in a good place. I'm like, no, I'm talking about this today because I'm going through it today. I've learned to be able to talk about it in the moment. So there is an expectation sometimes to like have all the answers and be solid the whole time. And that isn't the case. Like we all go through bad days, like we all have bad weeks. So I think that's something that's been tricky, but again, I'm able to talk about that, so that helps,
No, and I think this is one of the biggest things I did want to talk to you about because it's, I think you kind of not hit the nail on the head. Like people just assume that you're kind of cured. Like the messages that we kind of get saying like, oh, you've helped me do this, you've helped me do this, or like, oh, you've allowed me to kind of be open and talk about, which is incredible. Obviously, we should be talking about this kind of stuff. But then there's elements sort of me like, well, how come it's helped you so much when I'm sat here riddled with anxiety, when I struggle to get out of bed, but at least you've had a good day by something that I've said.
It's like, why isn't it work? Why
It's so
can't I just hear my
frustrating.
own words? And
But yeah,
it's
but I knew you'd get it, and it's quite rare that you kind of have these, I'd say, like connections with, but. Like props to you, mate, because the work you do, like sometimes I'm having some of the crappiest days, and all it will take would be like that one little nugget of information that you shared, like in the blog or on Instagram, and I'm like, I'm not on my own.
Well, like it's the same for me. Like even this morning, I watched your reel and I was like, yeah, like just because he wanted something that means something better is coming. I was like, yeah, that's nice, that's needed, especially on a Monday morning, like when you're just full of the
No.
fear. So yeah, like and so yeah, I think we're very like, we're doing similar things in quite different ways, but I think the message we both have is quite the same, where it's like, it's, you know, you don't have to be bulletproof or perfect. Like you can be doing well and still be full of anxiety, which is, I think, what I always like from your content is how open you are about like imposter syndrome and feeling like you might not be good enough. Because like that is a tricky one, and it's a tricky one to articulate, and it's a tricky one to understand if you don't feel it. So I think, you know, that really resonates with me for sure.
Are we just going to do this the whole episode? It's
Yeah,
just back
yeah.
and
This
back.
is why I like you.
No, this is why I like you. Oh, wow. But I want to kind of hear from you, to be fair, about how it started. Obviously, feel free to obviously share whatever you want about this. But obviously, I'm very open and honest when it comes to, you know, the whole situation I'm in with my mom, and like that's how I started. So I love hearing the kind of the why. And there's many people, I think it's probably, but it's long overdue. Obviously, we both know that. But like, I want to hear from the man himself, like, how did Thoughts Too Big start?
Well, it kind of goes back to, and I presume, well, yeah, you know the story already, but for your listeners, my best friend took his own life when I was 17. He was 18, and after that, I was grieving, and I thought I was still grieving years later, but the grief morphed into depression. And I suppose because of the lack of education, I always assumed depression means you're sad all the time. And because I wasn't sad all the time, I didn't think I had depression. But depression actually means you just don't feel anything. And I wasn't feeling anything. There was no like sadness, there was no anger, there was no happiness, there was nothing. It was just like complete, like just empty
No.
void. And that went on for a few years, and like I just didn't know I was depressed. And then when I was 20, I had a panic attack on the street. And after that, I kind of started realizing, okay, there's something I'm not dealing with. Went to therapy for the first time, did the kind of first 6 months there. And then, so that would have been second year of college. And then in my third year of college, I was coming up to the end of like exams and stuff, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I never really did know what I wanted to do, but I always liked writing. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna start this blog because that will give me kind of some structure. And that's kind of the genesis of Thoughts Too Big. Like it started as a kind of a general blog, and then I was like, no, I just want to focus on mental health, because like the reason I did applied psychology in college was for the same reason. Like I wanted to learn more about what goes on and what goes wrong when you get into those like tough places. And then the goal was to like help educate people in the best way I could, and that was just talking about my own experience of mental health problems and just being honest about it. And yeah, and now we're here 7 years later, Thoughts Too Big still rolling. So it's been really positive. And what's nice for me about it is that like it made, you know, Irby's death was a very traumatic event, but it made his death extremely meaningful to me, because like he lives on through the blog as well, because like, you know, without him, it's probably not here.
Right in the
I'm sorry, pal.
fields. No, don't apologize. I think this is what makes me kind of admire you so much, is because it's through these kind of like painful experiences, like your purpose was kind of created, it was born, and it's kind of, I mean, I can't, I mean, I don't kind of want to speak for you here, but like, imagine like 7 years ago when you started it, did you think in a million years it would get to this point where you're kind of at this stage now where, yes, obviously, I imagine there's still kind of like bad days, but like the work you're doing is, you've created such a safe space for people. And I hate using this word because it makes me, it's so cheesy, but like, you've inspired so many of the people to kind of, well, more importantly, keep going.
Yeah, and I think like it works both ways, because like Thoughts Too Big started essentially as like an online journal. And what I realized kind of early on is like the best way to help myself was to help other people, because that gives you the most kind of rush of well-being and rush of doing something worthwhile. And so like Thoughts Too Big helps me as much as it helps other people, because like it allows me to vent what I'm going through, but it also allows other people to feel like they're not alone. And so like every time you get a message, and you probably get a lot of these messages as well, where people just saying thanks and people saying it helped, like that is what it's for, like, because it's just knowing that, because every time someone messages, it means like, oh, I'm not alone either. There are other people out there too. And that's really, it's really like a symbiotic relationship. Like it helps others, it helps me. It just makes, it makes bad days easier, which is important.
And I think it's this conversation is gonna be one of those ones where it's like even like in like a year's time, I'm gonna listen back to it. I'm like, ah, yeah.
Wholesome time.
Awesome. Is there moments where it, because obviously as a writer, like with writer's block, obviously I've had like writers on the show before, but not necessarily in like the mental health space. Is that a thing when it comes to you? Because obviously there's a lot going on, and obviously you get kind of this, I don't know if it's like a self pressure, like that we've kind of put on ourselves to be like, okay, well, I need to do this. Do you ever get to a stage where you're just like, I can't do this right now?
Yeah, like the blog, like so like the blog has, since it started, like the new blog post goes out every Sunday. Which kind of looking back was probably the worst day to pick, because if I'm going out on a Saturday night, that means the Sunday is quite a rough. But like if, and it has happened a few times over the years, if I don't have anything worthwhile to talk about, I don't just put up a blog to be putting up a blog. But the thing with like, and I think this is the reason it's had the legs that it has and why it's, the longevity is, like there's always something, because basically the Sunday blog is just a reflection on what happened during the week mentally. And there's always something. Sometimes it's very big, sometimes it's not. But there's always something mentally that
There's
was like,
always
so
something.
like there's always a well to pull from, which means that like if I think about it for a few minutes, I'll be like, oh, I can write about that because that did affect me on Tuesday or whatever, and then we can just kind of, you know, generalize the conversation and talk about it in a kind of bigger context. So there is always stuff to pull from. And even like if nothing bad's happened, then I'll talk about the fact that like my mental health's good, or like you do need to appreciate the fact that your mental health can be good, because I think especially when you're in the mental health space, I think there's this almost pressure or like expectation to be talking about the negative aspects of mental health, because there are a lot of negative aspects and a lot of stigma, so that is really important. But there's also good aspects to mental health, and I think every so often I remind myself that I'm allowed to talk about that as well, you know.
Do you, and I'm again, obviously, I don't want to put words into my mouth, like, do you ever feel like guilty for having good mental health days doing the work that you do?
Yeah, and like even this week's blog was strange, like because I talked about stress in the context of like opportunities. So like for me, stress has always been linked to like negative life circumstances, so like financial stress or like work stress. But lately it's been like I've been getting stressed because there's kind of too much opportunity and there's too much going on, and like I've kind of felt like guilty about talking about that, but there is legitimate stress. Like I have been quite stressed the last few weeks, and I'm just like, this is an aspect of stress that we don't address, because it's kind of like, oh, look at me, I have so much going on, I'm so stressed kind of stuff. But like, so like it was a weird kind of balance of like my mental health is being affected negatively by things going well. But that is, I think that is important to address. But yeah, sometimes for sure you can be like, my mental health's really good, I can't really be telling, like, you know, talking about the negative aspects because I'm not in that space right now, you know?
You speak in my language when it comes to this, because it's very similar. I almost feel guilty sometimes for saying that I'm happy, because when I was going through everything, it was that kind of like constantly like the anxiety, depression. It's like all obviously quite negative words, and obviously we're talking about them, which is obviously fantastic. But there's this element of like sometimes feeling a little bit like a fraud, because I'm like, well, I feel okay today. I'm having a good day, and then like you'll post something, and then like. Which I'm not even going to go into the whole social media thing, because that's just a whole nother episode in
That's a
itself.
3-hour podcast
That literally
on its own.
every time someone mentions it, you're like, wow, another thing.
Yeah.
But there's a, and then like, oh, notice like the engagement isn't as good as if like I posted saying something bad. And it's like, do people just want to see you miserable? Like, do they want the struggle? And then it's kind of that like battle that you kind of have that of like, well, okay, well, I need to be in this space constantly because that's what other people want. I mean, it's not what I want. And then it kind of, that's when the fire kicks in. And that's when the, obviously the purpose of like the podcast and stuff is a swift kick up the ass to be like, that's not why you started this. Yeah. You started this, to be honest, but you didn't start it for likes, listens, this, that, and the other. Obviously it's great if it happens, but that's not what you did this for.
Yeah,
it's not kind of like you go back to the core of it.
Yeah, I think maybe like, I mean, as you said, there's various things in play with social media, which we don't have to get into. But I think the reason the negative stuff, especially in the mental health space, because there's like, it's not like we have like cynical or sinister audiences, but I think people relate more to the struggle because like, getting to the peak of like being happy is very fleeting. It doesn't last that long. So I think people just relate more to when other people are struggling, and that's probably where the engagement is there. But I think also for me, and this only happened as I was writing Lonely Boy, I kind of realized I wasn't allowing myself to be happy for a long time. I was like, I don't deserve to be happy, therefore I have to be miserable. And then it was only after kind of working through it, I was like, I can still talk about mental health and not be miserable. Like, you can do both. And for a long time, I had this idea that I had to be miserable to talk about it. And that's just a very toxic place to be, you know?
I feel like I really need you to hear that. I told you, these conversations are exactly the time you're supposed to be having them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Another thing that you're very open and honest about is kind of, obviously, with when it comes to the writing side of things, that it's obviously a huge coping mechanism for you. It's an outlet to get whatever you're feeling, like your emotions, everything out there. Before we jump into obviously the book and like Lonely Boy, what else do you lean to if kind of like the creative writing or whatever it might be isn't quite doing it? Like, are you like sporty? Like, what else are you, do you kind of lean on?
Yeah, like exercise has been a huge thing for my mental health since I was very young. Like, so when I was depressed, I was still playing basketball. And I think that if I didn't have basketball then, like, it could have been a very different story, you know? So it just gave me that, you know, something to lean on. Like, I knew I could go training and get my mind out of whatever I was thinking about. And now, like, and then, you know, that changed into different stuff. I was in the gym for a long time. And now I just kind of do a lot of running. Like my brother's an ultra marathon runner, so his level of running is far different to mine. But like, I use running very much as a mental health exercise. Like, as in, okay, it's good because it'll keep me physically fit, but I'm doing it because I'm feeling anxious, and I know if I go out for a run, I'll feel less anxious and I'll get some serotonin. Yeah. So it is very much a mental health effort. But other than that, like, you know, you've seen me talk a lot about mental health routines, and I put like in stuff just that I enjoy, and like stuff I enjoy, like I'm a huge fan of Marvel, so like I'll make sure that I have like a ticket for any Marvel movie the first day it comes out, and that gives me a kind of like, let's go, we have this coming up now, like Black Panther's on Friday, like,
Friday. So
that's keep me going, like, and it's just small stuff, like, and it does seem trivial and silly, but just having small pockets of joy to look forward to, I think, is really important. Because yeah, not always, like, sometimes I don't want to write, like, some, because like a lot of my day is spent writing, so sometimes it will feel like work, and I'm just like, I need just to do something else. So I'll throw on Infinity War or something, you know.
No, I'm with the same person, apart from the running. Yeah, you can keep that one.
I hate it as well. That's the thing. I really don't like running, but it's a means to an end.
But I like that though, because it is the routine, and there's quite a lot of these conversations when it comes to like mental health, where a lot of it comes down to routine. Mm-hmm. And this is why I find it so interesting when it comes to having these kind of conversations, that's to see what gets people through, purely because I'm nosy. But another thing is because it's these kind of things that all it takes is that one thing to try it.
Yeah.
But I feel like quite a lot of people will try things once, didn't work, and then they're like, they'll give themselves a hard time. So I love having these conversations, because it's like, it's those small wins, like Marvel films, like it, whether it's a run or an ultra marathon, whatever it might be, it's like, if it gets you through and it's kind of gets you to where you need to be, there's no one can tell you that it's the wrong thing.
Exactly. Like, and I think, you know, routine implies repetition. So like, you can't just try it once, and if it doesn't work, then you give it up, because it's like, that's not a routine, then you just went and did a thing once. Like that's like I think the reason mental health routines work for me is because it's something you like small things you do every day, and then over the course of a few weeks, you're like, oh, I'm way better than I was a few weeks ago, and I'm way better again after like a month. So it is the repetition and the persistence, and like a lot of it is boring. Like part of my mental health routine is like making sure I drink enough water and getting enough sleep. Like no, it's not sexy. Like it's just shit you gotta do.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
But it does make a difference because I notice the difference when I don't do it. And that's where I'm like, the mental health routine does work.
I think there's a lot of in there about like the small wins as well, isn't there? I think people will try these things once. I know I'm saying people as if I'm not talking about myself. Like there's certain things that I've tried that has been like, right, we'll never doing that again. But then I'll sit around and be like almost hard on myself. Like, well, what you're feeling crap now because of this, this, and this. Well, actually, I'm not giving myself enough of a chance. Like completely dismissing the small wins because I'm expecting that one big win after that one run that I've done.
Yeah, exactly. Like it does take a little bit of stepping back, and that might be like a little bit of ego, a little bit of pride, whatever it is, where you're like, you're not allowing yourself to appreciate the small wins. And that was the same with me. I was too like in my own head to allow myself to be happy over small things. I could only be happy over big things. And I was like, you can be happy because you, I don't know, like successfully put on your shoes the first time or whatever it is, like something silly, like, but like everything can bring you something if you allow it to, you know?
I like that. I knew this was going to happen.
Well, it's been percolating for 2 years, man. True. This is always going to be a good conversation.
Let's get into one of the main reasons why I wanted to offer you at this moment in time. It's because Lonely Boy. You're delving now. You've done the poetry. You've done the blog. Obviously, well, you're still doing the poetry. You still do the blogging. But now you're an author.
Yeah.
Which it's even here. Is that weird to hear?
It's been thrown around for a few years now, but this is, it's definitely more meaningful because it's real. Like it's not fiction, it's not poetry, it's very much like, it's kind of like everything the blog is in book form, but like in far more like, I want to say like honest and, you know, raw. And you know, I delve into the more like the parts of myself in particular that are, you know, parts of myself that I didn't like for a long time. So it's far more like, you know, you're laying yourself bare, and that's why this book for me is like the book. Like it's, you know, everything that came before is great, but is, you know, to an extent to me no longer relevant because this is the one that I poured my heart and soul into. So it is really exciting times, and I'm really looking forward to having people read it and see what they think.
Oh, mate, I can't wait. It's like, I'm genuinely like, I know obviously remember, but like I'm so proud. Like I cannot wait to literally like the physical copy. Like I imagine that is just going to be like a moment.
Yeah, it's one of those moments you'll never forget for sure. Like there's nothing like the first time, you know, because there'll be books after this, but it won't be the same. And that's, yeah, it's gonna be, you know, I'm trying because you're probably like this as well, where like I'll meet a goal and then I'll be straight away looking to the next thing.
Next thing.
And I'm just really trying to not do that in this moment and just be present and enjoy it. And, enjoy the launch and enjoy like my friends and family and all that stuff, because it's not going to happen again. It's only going to last, minutes, days, and it'll be gone. So, yeah.
No, yeah, to be fair, I feel like you've given yourself more of a toolbox now to kind of allow yourself to be in that moment. Like, I've got every faith in you to do that. I want to pick your brain a little bit though, with like the creative kind of like the writing process. Like, because obviously, when you look at a book, you're like, oh, chapter one. How was that? Like, did you have you broke it down into chapters, like for certain aspects of your life or certain chapters of your life? How was that?
Yeah, so like it's funny, like so Lonely Boy didn't really start with the intention of being a book. I was just in the start of 2020, I kind of realized there was aspects of my mental health I hadn't really dealt with properly, especially in terms of like relationships and maintaining them, because I was very emotionally unavailable. So I started journaling and started like handwritten journal, then it was getting too big, so I started typing it out, and then all of a sudden I had like 30,000 words and I was like, okay, this could be something else. So I started structuring them as essays, so they're all kind of like standalone essays, but if you read them in order, they kind of go on along a timeline as well. So it's kind of like a narrative in essay format, which is interesting, and it's different to like writing a novel. So they're like, yeah, so each essay kind of deals with a different aspect of mental health that I would have struggled with at a different time in my life. And it brings us all the way up to like lockdowns and dealing with mental health in that time. But yeah, it was weird, like because I didn't start with the intention of it being a book, the writing is just like so honest and bare, because I wasn't like writing it with the intention of other people reading it, if that makes sense. And obviously, things change when you edit it and it has to be formatted, but like the honesty is still very much in it, and that's something I'm really proud of, because like one of my favorite authors, Rob Doyle, once said, he was like, there's no point in writing anything if you're not going to be honest, because there's parts of me in the book that are like monstrous and like not parts of me that I liked when I was in my early 20s. And I could have, even my editor was like, you can cut these parts out if you want. And I was like, well, then there'd be no point in writing the book, because the book's about working through all that stuff and becoming a better version of yourself. So yeah, it'll just be interesting, especially because there's stuff like my parents and my family, they were like, I didn't know that happened, I didn't know you were doing that. And I was like, yeah, well, now you know.
Skip that
Yeah,
bit.
don't give
Just go for
Nana,
Gil forward a
don't let
few.
Nana read that
Well, every time I see kind of like you on like social media or like one of your blogs, or even now having this conversation, there's a quote that I always see and I find it so kind of powerful, but I feel like it is literally the definition of you, and it's that people's like stories will become someone else's survival guides. And I feel like that book is going to be literally, I don't think you're quite, I don't know, I don't want to say you're not ready, because obviously you are, but like I don't think you're going to realize the impact that this is going to have.
Well, that's really,
No
really nice
pressure, by
of you to say. Yeah, no pressure. Yeah, it's all
the
good. No pressure. No, but that's really nice of you to say. And yeah, like everything with the blog, so far, if it helps one person, that's I consider that my job done. So yeah, hopefully it helps someone. But I really appreciate that. That was really, really nice.
No, I genuinely mean it, mate, and I'm really excited, because it's very rare that you get to have make these kind of connections with people. And obviously, when you go through like these painful experiences, this is why I think, well, the pair of us are like huge advocates of, obviously, there is going to be times in life when it is shit and you are not going to want to carry on, or you're not going to see a way out. But we're both sat here now, like, and don't get me wrong, it sounds all great with like the awards, books, podcast, this, I know it all sounds great, but the core of it is that we don't want other people to go through or feel as bad or lonely as we did. And it's, I don't know, it's just,
Yeah,
I
because
love
I
it.
think I come back to what we said earlier, like I mean, just because like I feel like, and this is everyone's social media profile, like my social media profile probably looks like I'm doing great all the time, but like you're only seeing the good parts. There are days where I'm like riddled with anxiety or a very low mood, and it's not that those things don't happen, but I think now what's different is I know there are people I can reach out to. I know there's a support system. I know that there's a way through, which before the blog, I'd been like, I'm on my own here and I'm scared. And I think that's the, like, I think that's what we're selling. You know, it's not that things aren't going to happen to people, but it's that things are going to happen, but you don't have to go through it alone. And like people like yourself are here, and that's really, really important.
Oh. I'm expecting you to like carry on talking because I'm so like
Like, yes, let's go.
yes. Were there moments, have you had to must have had to like read quite a lot of this back, obviously with the years that like you've kind of put into like the obviously the words and stuff. Were there certain points of like reading it back and you're thinking like, wow, like I didn't think things were going to get better from that point to be in it now, like looking back at it all as a bigger picture and being like, do you know what? Fair play to you.
Yeah, I think the most significant thing for me in that sense is from the ages for of about 17 to 23, my ability to like feel strong emotion was very bad. Like I couldn't, I'd have to like fake emotion and like really like work hard to like if there was like a spark of an emotion, I'd have to like really kindle it and focus on it to fully feel the emotion. And I never thought that was going to kind of adjust and become, you know, normal again. So it's really nice to look back now and like, you know, I was watching I was watching the last episode of Rings of Power on Sunday, and I started crying because it was a really emotional part. And I was like, man, I had no ability to cry at like stuff 5 or 6 years ago.
You've
Like,
opened the
this is,
floodgates,
yeah.
literally.
So I was like, okay, we've definitely turned the corner. Like, so I can just, instead of having to like effortfully feel emotion now, it just comes naturally. And that's really nice to look back on because there was a time where I was like, I'm just going to be dead inside forever. And that was kind of scary. So it's nice that it's not that way anymore.
It's nice to feel something now,
Yeah,
other
it's nice. Because even
than
if you're
not.
feeling like, I always say this to people, like, even if you're feeling a negative emotion, it means you're feeling something. And like humans are social and emotional creatures. So like to feel any emotion at all is to be alive. And that, so even when I'm feeling sad, I'm like, well, I'm alive because I'm feeling something. Because there was a time where I was like, I can't feel anything, so technically I'm not alive, because that's our whole thing, like.
Oh,
So I think
yeah, no, that's powerful.
that for me, it's a, so even when things like, you know, when you have, you're really angry, you're really, really sad, you're, for me, I always remind myself, I'm like, yeah, this sucks, but like I'm alive, that's cool. And that, you know, that helps me to get through it a little bit easier.
I've never looked at it like that before.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, no, I'm taking that. Thank you. This
Take
episode is
it
just for me. I don't care if anyone listens
away. Yeah, that one's
to
free, no problem.
this. I'm joking. Please listen to this.
Yeah,
Keeps me
please
going.
listen. I know my mom's gonna be listening anyway.
Good. That's what we're like. We're here for the mums and the nans.
Yeah, exactly. All the wholesome content.
Yes. So when's the book out? Obviously we're in November now. So are the nerves trickling into the release date?
Yeah, we're getting there. Like, so it's November 24th, which is also my 28th birthday. So it's a double whammy. So, but which is also nice because if people are unsure if they can make it to the launch, I can guilt them into it being like, it's my birthday, you have to come, which is nice.
Oh, you
So
planned
it's,
that
yeah. Well, that was actually just
right.
serendipitous, but it worked out pretty well. So yeah, like now, yeah, like there's a lot of like different press and getting stuff organized, but for the day itself, I'm not like nervous about it. Like I often get nervous about public speaking, but for this, for whatever reason, I'm very like zen about it. I'm like, this just feels right. Like this is what we've been building to. So just gonna try and enjoy it as much as I can. And yeah, just really looking forward to it now. It's been like, especially like obviously it's been like 2 or 3 years in the making, but like the last 4 weeks have felt like eternity because I'm just like, can we ever get to the 24th of November, you know?
Which, because as soon as literally once it's done and dusted, you're going to want to be doing it all over again.
Exactly, yeah. So it's like, you know, bittersweet. You're like, I want it to be here, but I also never want it to come, if that makes sense. So Just live in this like anticipation cycle forever. It would be nice.
No, it's a good thing. It's exciting. Literally, I cannot wait to be like, well, I had him on the show.
Well, it's an absolute honor to be on this show, man. You've had a serious lineup over the years, so it's nice to be part of it.
Thank you. It's weird, isn't it? I think I love this one, especially purely because it just feels like we're two like mates just looking back, like we're 80 in the pub, like, remember when we did this?
Man, I remember I was like, I couldn't believe it when you had Carole Baskin on.
Don't. I'm having a weird thing at the moment with Joe Exotic.
Oh,
Not like a weird thing because he's in prison. So this is a real like weird kind of fall. I haven't actually spoke about this, but it's yeah. He randomly started following the podcast, and I thought, oh shit!
oh
I'd obviously I've had Carol on the show, but he wasn't. It was like, and then every now and again he'll put like a love heart on like
no.
picture. I was like, I don't know if it's actually him because he's in prison. I
Yeah,
thought
who knows? But
so
that's yeah. But I remember that I was like,
bad.
this guy's about to hit like the all time when Carole Baskin was on. I was like, it's gonna be celebrities from here on out. I'm never getting on.
No, it's these ones that, as much as like, there's still moments I pinch myself when
Yeah.
with some of the names, like with the yeses and stuff. I'm like, oh wow. But it's these kind of conversations that mean more to me because it is like I'm speaking to a friend. It is like, I mean, as much as like, obviously you're here talking about like the book and stuff like that, but like it's more than that. It's like there's a
Yeah.
genuine kind of care,
Well,
and
yeah,
I.
there's an ongoing relationship. This wasn't just like a click, click, we'll meet up. We've never talked before. Like we've
Yeah,
been
or here
interacting.
he is selling a book.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, please buy my book at the same time, guys.
No, he will. It's going to be an absolute bestseller, and I'm so excited, mate, to see where this takes you because, like, the power of words anyway, whether it's music, whether it's poetry, whether it's in a book, like that's what's going to change things. That's what's going to break the stigma. That's what's going to like change the world. So with someone like with your talent and your emotion and kind of your outlook, it's nothing but greatness coming your way, and I cannot wait to see where this takes you.
You're far too complimentary, but thank you very much. That's
I
very
also
nice.
feel like I'm adding a lot of pressure onto you, so I don't need
It's okay, man. It's okay.
to.
You're not putting any more pressure on me than I am to myself, so it's all
That's
good. It's all good. Fine.
But with obviously we're a music and mental health podcast. I don't know why I keep saying we, as if there's like more people behind the scenes. There's not. There's not one of the strings or anything. But obviously we talk about music quite a lot on the show. It's my one of my biggest coping mechanisms. And obviously you mentioned you're a runner, obviously to kind of, well, every now and again when you want to go for a run. Like, and to be fair, actually, no, sack that running bit off. You like a pint. I
I
like a
do.
pint. We like to throw some shapes.
Yeah, of course.
Song needs to be played to get Dara on the dance floor.
Oh, interesting. It's a great call. Like I'm a big fan of like Dermot Kennedy, but like that's not obviously for dance purposes. That's more for getting in my.
Depends. Yeah, depends.
When I'm in the
Depends where you're
car on my
dancing.
own and I want to like bellow out, but to get me on the dance floor would take a lot. But I mean anything, any of the classics, like anything by Fleetwood Mac. If you put on Heart, if you put on the song Alone by Heart, I will lose my mind. That song is amazing.
Wow, okay.
And that's
Feeling
like an
that.
emotional like ballad as well, like so that's just me on the dance floor screaming, but
Hand dancing by himself, like just give
yeah.
him and let him have his moment.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, I would say a Heart. No, Alone by Heart. Especially I know in the last I think it came up on TikTok one day and I was like, I forgot about this one. And it's amazing.
That's what annoys me about TikTok. I mean, I love it. I think it's a brilliant app, but it's those songs and you're scrolling through, and for some reason, it's those songs that really pull on the heartstrings, but now they're speeding them up. It's like, which is
That could have
now
been the thing
sad
at the
and
start
dancing.
that annoyed me as well, just like TikTok in general. It's like
Oh,
getting on my nerves.
I almost feel like inappropriate to be on TikTok now I'm 30. I'm like, this is, you shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, but it
It's
is, I don't know, like it's hit
addictive.
and miss. I think it depends on your algorithm, like, but sometimes it's amazing, and other days I'm like, I've wasted way too much time on nonsense today.
Yeah. Or you're like, oh, okay, I probably should put my phone down now because the things that are coming up on the algorithm, you're like, what's
Yeah.
going on up there?
Where am I?
What side of TikTok am I on?
Yeah. It's a strange app. It's a strange app.
On the flip side of that, obviously you mentioned Dermot Kennedy being kind of like your go-to. It's like I'm a huge Dermot Kennedy fan. Like I don't think there's one of his songs that doesn't pull on the heartstrings. But if you were to kind of lean into like one song that if you want to pretend you're in a music video on a sad day, which song is it?
Yeah, it's hard to pick like he because he is like not only is he a great singer, but he's a serious poet like and his lyrics are very profane. But I think that's probably why I would pick An Evening I'll Not Forget. Just because that song isn't really a song, like there's no hook or there's no bridge. It's just a poem that he sang. Really, really powerful, like, and I think that might have been one of the first songs I heard by him, so that obviously stuck with me. But yeah, just like in terms of like his ability to write poetry, I don't think anything stands close to that song. So that'd have to be the one.
Oh, a lot of respect for that. He
Is
also
yours
did a
different?
f no, to be fair, like there's quite a lot of them that kind of
There's no
touch
wrong answers, honestly.
there. No, there isn't. I was there's a lot of pressure there. I was like, oh God, like super fan looking at me. Like he's here tonight.
My co-host for the rest of this.
Literally no pressure. But he did a cover of Kanye West's Heartless. And I don't know, even talking about it, like I don't know what it does. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the original, but his version for some reason taps into some kind of memories, or I don't know what it does to me, but as soon as I hear it, depending on what day it is, I'm like, no, I can't listen to that day, skip. Or there's
I
days where
feel
I'm
like a
like,
lot of his
I need to
covers do
listen to
that because
this.
he covered Frank Ocean and he covered Taylor Swift, he covered Metallica, and all of them I'm like, what
Yes.
is going on? This is nuts.
Give him the phone book and
Yeah,
just listen.
yeah. Talk about range, like so funny.
Oh, well, this has been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
And I can only apologize it's took this long to get this waffle sorted. But I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, one, thank you for joining, but I'm genuinely really proud of you. And
Appreciate it, Taylor.
literally, Lonely Boy, 24th of November.
Let's go.
Where can people buy it?
Hopefully everywhere. So obviously on the big bad big Amazon, but it should be in Waterstones. It should be everywhere.
Wow.
So that's the plan. Yeah, but thanks for having me on. And like I know we were saying it could have happened sooner, but I'm glad in a way it didn't because we wouldn't have had the same rapport and it wouldn't have felt like there was no nerves tonight for me. I don't know about you. I was very like, oh, I'm just chatting to Taylor tonight. Like this is gonna be good crack, and it was. So thanks a
I
million for
felt
having me on.
more nerves.
It's like, what if he doesn't like me in person?
No. But it's true because it's like you're that kind of person that I will listen to. Like, I don't, it's quite rare that I will sit and listen to other people's podcasts and stuff like that. But when whether it's a video or whether it's a blog, like I listen to what you're saying. And there's not many people, obviously, when I've seen you like on other people's podcasts and stuff like that, especially the one you did with Soph, like I took so much away. So I feel like there was an element of like, oh, well, I hope he likes what I have
Of course, it's
to
mutual. Like I listen to
say.
you all the time. You're a pretty regular hit in my car on the way to Dublin, like so.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
Thank you.
100%.
There an audio book?
There isn't one for the launch, but that is going to be part of the plan for the new year. And I'm doing my. The reason it's delayed is because I want to record it with my own voice.
Yeah, this is what I was going to say. Like, it needs to be it's your words.
Exactly. But there's just I suppose accessibility with a different accents. They're just like, will it carry? I'm like, I don't care. I'm doing it. I'm doing
Yeah.
it. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Don't go all American on us.
No,
Don't
no,
do
no,
that.
no, no,
Don't do
no.
that.
No, I think pretty 98% sure I'll be doing it. So that's good enough for me.
Mate, absolutely smashing it.
Thank
Best
you
of
for having me,
luck with the
man.
book. And thank you for joining me for a waffle.
It's always good to waffle, man. Thank you very much.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You've been listening to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and even leave a review. It means the world to me. See you soon.